the Glenn Academy Red Terror Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Marside Grill, Shell and Hogan, Adrian Browning, Attorney at Law, Ace Hardware, Jessup Furniture, and by Southern Hardware. And now, here's your host, Bob Black.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Bob Black on location at Marside Grill, where we'll be each and every week on Wednesday nights at 6:30 for the entire season. This segment of the Red Terror Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jessup Furniture, Ace Hardware St. Simons, Adrian Browning, Attorney at Law, Sheldon Hogan, Southern Hardware, and by Marside Grill. And now joining us, the head coach of the Glenn Academy Red Terriers, Coach Rocky Hidalgo.
Thank you, Bob. I think the only person excited to see us out here tonight, I think, are just these Nats. They seem to be determined to get a good night out of me tonight.
They carried it over from the practice field, right?
They are here in force, and they are excited with much enthusiasm.
Starting to swarm. They see a big old boy like you. They figure they'll get some good blood.
Yeah, mostly ketchup, I'm sure.
Coach, let's start out with something. I was listening to you doing an interview the other day, and I want to give credit where credit is due. And you said some positive things about the fish in the last Friday night's game with Bradwell. Just can you just touch on that for us a little bit?
Yeah, let's get it on record that I said something positive.
That's why I wanted
officials.
To start. Yeah,
so I got a letter from the GHSA. They're going to reimburse me for some of the fines that I've committed in the past for being positive about the officials. But seriously, it was easily the best officiated game I'd had in the last couple of years, for sure. Maybe the last three or four. Those guys did a great job. They managed the game. They didn't inject themselves into it. They let the coaches coach and the players play. It was a lot of fun to coach because we weren't having to worry about what the next stupid call we were going to get. They did a great job. So, all in all, those guys, Gold Leaf Association,
Where are they out of?
Out of Dublin.
Dublin, Georgia.
And they can – I've already requested them to do all my home games for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, I got you there. They were I thought the same thing as we were leaving the field. They really – other than a couple of maybe a questionable pass interference calls, which you'll have every game, as well as holding calls, they really did. They weren't part of the game. They were just – did the game.
Yeah, they called one pass interference call. And, I felt like they should have called one on Bradwell for us, and they called one on us that I didn't think was any worse than the one that Bradwell committed. If they'd have called them both pass interference or let both of them go, I would be fine with it. I'm always in favor of letting the kids play, and let the kids go out and sort it out. And they did that Friday night. It was a very well officiated game. I was excited and happy. And hopefully I'll see those guys for 50 times over the next 5 years.
Yep, absolutely. Well, just to touch on the final score of the game, it was the region championship against Bradwell Institute in Hinesville. Terriers on top, 42-21. Spread the scoring out. Had 7 in the first, 14 in the second, 14 in the third, and 7 in the fourth. Offensively, total yards, 461 total offense. Passing was, can't hardly see out here in my notes, 63 yards. Rushing 398, by far probably our best overall offensive performance of the year.
Yeah, I think we played very consistent on offense, and we were executed. I think our offensive line is getting better. I see it in practice. Our backs ran the ball very well. They really crammed it in the hole, and a few weeks prior, especially against Brunswick, we were trying to hit the hole and bounce everything. I felt like they really crammed it in there this week and took what they got and tried to burst through the hole. They did a nice job, Nolan and Caden Hutchinson and Quani Vosick. Yep. So it was a good performance. I thought Sam did a nice job of distributing the ball to some playmakers over there. We blocked better on the perimeter, T.J. Lewis, T.J. Bradley. We caught some balls out in space. Made some throws, It was a good day all in all.
Yeah, this is the Glenn Academy Coach Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Yeah, we talked about the passing. There again, it is a huge night, 63 yards. One of them was a 39-yard touchdown to T.J. Lewis, wide open, hit him in stride, easy throw and catch for the touchdown.
Yeah, you know, and then we had a big throw on the wheel route to Nolan. I think Sam continues to get more comfortable with that. We're getting better at executing that aspect of our offense. And, you know, we're going to have to throw the ball to make some plays down the stretch. It's just something that's going to have to happen. And you know, I feel better and better each week about our ability to do that.
Yeah, of course we talk about skill kids, but I've always got to give the kids down the trenches a good look. We had a good night out of the junior tight end, number 32, Jordan Swain. He's also getting some reps on defense, going both ways for us. But also, looking at the film, every time it seemed like number 72, another junior, Drez Wilcox, was downfield getting a hat on a hat, as you like to say, giving us some blocks.
Yeah, you know, and I think where our big improvement has really come is obviously Drez. I think Trevor Timmons is coming on and is playing some big-time football for us. Shane Wells has been really steady for us all year long. But Jimmy Decker is coming along and really being physical, moving people at the point of attack, and he's done a nice job. I'm really pleased and proud with the way he's developed over the course of the season.
Yeah, Jimmy had a good day of practice today. Actually blocked his defensive guy back into me today at the practice and stepped on my foot. Hurt pretty good.
They get a popsicle if they knock you down, Bob. That's one of the things I tell those guys.
Popsicles, oh, good, yeah. Grace.
But, you know, unfortunately.
So that's what it was.
Unfortunately, Scooter left the freezer door open and all the popsicles were melted. So they got a tube of Kool-Aid today.
Yeah, I had Jimmy Decker here in my notes. But also, you know, while we were talking about Drez Wilcox, he's another guy that's getting some snaps on the defense side of the ball this week just to get – he was a defensive guy for his sophomore year, and I think this year he moved him to the offensive guy. But it may be down the stretch that we need some reps out of those guys defensively.
Yeah, you know, we've used him over there in practice some more than we have in a game. We haven't really needed him, but we want to keep him in schooled enough that he can get in on Friday night if we need him to play.
Yeah, absolutely. Now looking at the skill guys – Nolan Grant was the leading rusher, 16 carries, 181 yards, followed by Kwame Bostic, 13 carries, 118 yards. Sam Wagner, 10 for 43. And Cade Hutchin, who continues to contribute, when he gets his reps, he gets in there, had 5 carries for 51 yards. But other than Nolan having a good game, it was once again running back by committee.
Yeah, you know, I think all those guys are getting better. Caden's done a nice job. I think the big thing with Caden has really improved on is his blocking, his knowledge of the offense, what he's supposed to do when he's not getting the football. He's a really good ball carrier. He's got a nose for the end zone. We like him. But he's done a really nice job on special teams the last few weeks and blocking. He's a tough kid. And, you know, you'll continue to see more and more of him. He's kind of moved up in there. And luckily, most of those guys are back next year.
Yeah, there's a ton of them are back next year. One other guy I need to mention right quick, and that's, you know, we were talking about blocking, another sophomore, number 21, Alan Parton, is just sticking it up in there for us and doing what we need to do. And he can carry the ball as well. Once he gets, you know, as you mentioned earlier in the year when we were doing this, he's your body blow guy. He's a guy who's sticking up in there, but he's doing a good job as a sniffer position.
Yeah, you know, we've moved him to sniffer, and he'll still run the ball a little bit from there. We're looking at some things where he gets the ball maybe on a counter or something like that, but he can still roll back in the backfield, do some things. But Alan's a big body. He's a physical kid. He's tough. And he did a nice job blocking from that position on Friday.
Just to touch on some folks who may not know what the sniffer is, I think in the pros they'll call that the H-back or who's in the backfield. It does most of the lead blocking for the running back.
Yeah, it's somewhere between a fullback and a tight end.
Exactly.
In there somewhere.
Okay, let's take a quick break. There's more to come on the Red Terrace Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Marshside Grill is your home for the best burgers, spuds, and seafood around. Come enjoy the view out by the water while taking in an ice-cold beverage. Marshside Grill is your home for the Glen Academy Red Terror Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo and a proud sponsor of Glen Academy and local high school athletics. So stop in any day or night of the week for the best view and atmosphere here in the Golden Isles. And also, check us out on Facebook. Go Terrors!
Every athlete knows that if you can't play, you can't win. Hi, I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. We treat a variety of sports and non-sports injuries with proven expertise in joint replacement, arthroscopic surgery, and physical rehabilitation. With the support of Southeast Georgia Health System, our orthopedic specialists are committed to getting you back to your life quickly.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 1-855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org. If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 87. Right now, you will find the lowest prices of the year on Gravely Fleet mowers. Southern Hardware is the leading volume dealer for all Gravely products. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82, SouthernHardwareInc.com, 912-267-7992. Looking for top quality furniture at prices that blow away the competition? Jessup Furniture Outlet. Ashley, Universal, Bassett, Lexington, and so many more. Jessup Furniture offers delivery and 12-month interest-free financing located at 651 Scranton Road next to Old Times, or give Jessup Furniture a call, 912-267-1897. Also, find Jessup Furniture on Facebook. Jessup Furniture, your top quality furniture outlet that won't break your budget.
Welcome back to the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Bob Black on location from Marshside Grill. This segment brought to you by Marshside Grill, Summit Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, and by Jessup Furniture. All right, Coach, sticking with the offensive side of the ball just for a little while, season totals, passing-wise, we're only averaging 54.6 yards per game. But here these last three or four games, even though they haven't been those large numbers, the passes that we are throwing is just enough to get those guys out of the box, like we talked about last week, to concentrate on that run.
Yeah, you know, I think that's part of what we're trying to do is get those guys out of there a little bit and get them off our back, and I think it's been successful. We're really starting to run the ball better, because of that, but also because of our offensive line has played better.
Yeah, it really has. And just going to touch on some year-end stats here offensively. The offense has a total of 2,122 yards, led by Kwame Bostock, has 78 carries for 705, and then Nolan Grant for 603. Sam coming in at 215 yards. You know, there again, Nolan is a sophomore or a junior that'll be back next year. A lot of guys behind him that's going to be back. So offensively, you know, T.J. Lewis, underclassman, you know, I know we got to get through this year, but offensively next year we're looking pretty darn good still at offense.
Yeah, you know, we've got a lot of kids that are coming back next year. I mean, four guys on the offensive line, three running backs with experience, a quarterback with experience, Jade Miller. Out wide, and on top of that, I think we've got some other kids out there that you know, guys like Raekwon Ben, who's going to end up being a good player. Byron Bacon has played some out there for us this year at wide receiver. We've got some kids coming back next year. You know, it'll be a different group of kids, but I'd rather have some good players coming back than none at all.
Yeah, absolutely. And some guys that are getting some critical playing time this year. Offensively, it's just going to make us that much better. We're going to swap it over to the defensive side of the ball now, Coach, with the Bradwell game. Defensively, we did a pretty good job of keeping the D1, the South Carolina commit, Kevin Harris, who was averaging 142 yards per game. We held him to 111 yards, which didn't seem like he had that many yards because he didn't have that breakaway. They were all at 3 and 4 yards a pop, which is fine. You know, we contained him to fit on the ball the way that we should have all night.
Yeah, you know, the majority of those came on one drive. He bounced a couple of zones and got outside of us for some positive yards. We kind of corrected a couple of things or changed some things, and we're able to limit that moving forward. And a lot of the yardage, came. A lot of their points came when the game was kind of out of hand. It was 35-7, and we put some younger kids in. They scored some points here and there. But defensively as a whole, I think our kids played well. We played really well outside linebacker on the D-line in the secondary. They've got a really good offense. Quarterback is a very good player, very good, very skilled at wide receiver, really good running back. And, you know, I thought they played really well over there on offense in the second half. They did a nice job. Our kids got in there and fought with them a little bit and got them off the field.
Yeah, they really did have a pretty good offense. And that quarterback is, you know, he is something special. He can hurt you if you let him.
Yeah, sure. He can throw the football. He really can.
Yeah, he really could. The three leading tacklers for tonight were two of the linebackers. Tyshawn Lang had 8. Eugene Thomas had 8. And Byron Bacon in the safety position had 8. you know, me growing up, if you hear your safety having a lot of tackles, that's maybe not a good thing because it maybe means your front guys are not really doing their job. But that really isn't the case with our defense. Our safety comes up and fits on the ball and makes plays.
Well, and also offense has changed, Bob. When you were playing back then, you know, nobody threw the ball.
That's
and there
right.
were leather helmets, and,
yeah.
and they were playing with the goat stomach because of the ball. The world's changed a little bit. No, but
get out of here.
The spread offense over the last, people throw the ball more, so your guys in the secondary are going to make more tackles. Your defensive linemen aren't going to make tackles on plays that are downfield. So, you know, that old adage has changed. 20 years ago, you were really, you're right, you didn't want your safeties making a lot of tackles. But, you know, we play with all 11 guys, and
yep.
we play, what we say we play nine-man football in the box. So our safeties are run players in the box, and puts a lot on our corners. We're a lot of man coverage and match coverage on the perimeter. But we're trying to stick those guys down in there and play good hard-nosed run defense.
You're listening to the Red Terrace Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. You know, a couple of other names I need to mention. I mentioned EJ twice, but we continue to get some good work out of the Viper position on the outside linebacker. You know, as I mentioned, EJ Thomas did a good job. But the other senior, number five, John Shalane, I think he had five tackles on the night, but he did a pretty good job, you know, controlling that end and not getting beat on the jet sweep and some other things that really did a good job for us.
Yeah, those guys have turned into two really good players. And I think it's all coaching. Whoever coaches that position must
be
great football
Go
coach.
Ahead and blow your horn.
But, that's it.
But I help you.
That's us. That's what
I spend it.
Two
okay,
us.
It's us. Okay.
That's us, Bob. I was talking about both of us.
Oh, my bad. I'm not used to that.
So they – no, but those kids have played well, and both of them are really good athletes. They've done a nice job out there, and kind of, you know, in a 3-4, those guys are boxing the defense in or the offense in. You're trying to keep them in the box. They're guys that they can play pass, they can rush the passer, they can play run. They've done a lot of good things this year.
Yeah, they really have. And you know, another thing I want to mention is I think they had some pretty good passing yards, but you know, our defensive philosophy, if those guys come up and catch the ball underneath, that's fine. Come up and make the play and live to see another play. Just don't get beat deep. And I think you saw a lot of that happening Friday night against Bradwell.
Well, you know, you got to play smart football. A lot of people mistake yardage for points. And you can give up yardage and still be a good defense. People say that's bend but don't break defense. It's not bend but don't break defense. It's just defense. And against good football teams, they're going to make throws and catches, and they're going to make plays. You can't expect to shut good football teams out all the time and just hold them three and out. You know, which what we're trying to do on defense is we're trying to create negative plays, and get people in long yardage situations, and we get off the field. What we call our money downs. You'll see us kind of raise our hands up in the air and rub our fingers together like we got money in
it. Cash, you know, money.
That's it. And those are money downs. That's when we got to get off the field. And so that's a big part of our philosophy. We want to create a negative play somewhere in a drive, get in a third and long situation, and get off the field. And, you know, sometimes it's by doing zone. Sometimes it's by playing man coverage and overloading protections and going to knock the quarterback down.
Yeah, a couple other guys I want to mention. We mentioned one of them last week, and Jaden Miller, sophomore, continues to do a good job for us on the corner. But Travis Clinch also is doing a pretty good job. They both have five tackles respectively. You know, and there again, they, you know, not getting beat deep, come up and make the play.
Yeah, and you know, I'll tell you, a guy who has played great football Friday night, and we really need him down the stretch, is Raekwon Benn. He came in and played great job, did a great job at corner. Juwan Floyd, who had been playing that corner position, was having some issues and just some health issues, sick, and Raekwon came in and just shut them down over there. And we need him to come in, and he's kind of been on and off a little bit, but, man, he played great Friday night. We need more of that, and hopefully we'll get five more weeks out of him just like that.
Raekwon certainly got some quick feet, some quick hands. We definitely need him to step up. Okay, let's take a quick break again. We'll be right back on the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo and the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Football season is here, and no matter how bad your grill game is, you can't lose with the Big Green Egg. That dry chicken you normally cook keeps its flavor and comes out juicy and perfect. The Big Green Egg comes with a lifetime warranty, and the only place that has them in Glenn County is Island Ace Hardware, locally owned and operated since 1980. 329 Longview Plaza on St. Simon, 638-3800, and on Facebook at Island Ace Hardware. Island Ace Hardware, the helpful place.
For over 50 years, Shell and Hogan has provided quality, personalized financial guidance. to local individuals and businesses in and throughout the area. Our expertise ranges from tax management and accounting services to auditing, financial statement preparation to tax planning. Shell and Hogan on St. Simon's at 101 Plantation Chase. 912-638-9031 or online shellhogan.com.
There are hurdles, there are handicaps, and there are hardships you will face in life, but you don't have to face them alone. Adrienne Browning, attorney at law, will have your back. She has the knowledge and compassion to tackle your issue and make your journey as smooth as possible. Whether divorce, custody, personal injury, or criminal law, including DUI, she's got your back. Come see her at 9 St. Andrews Court beside Mary Ross Waterfront Park, 912-580-3507, and abrowninglaw.com. Schedule your free consultation today, and you be the judge.
Welcome back to the Glenn Academy Red Terriers Coaches Show with Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Bob Black on location at Marshside Grill. This segment is brought to you by Adrienne Browning, attorney at law, Ace Hardware St. Simons, and Shellen Hogan. Coach, we're just going to touch on a couple more things with you, then we're going to bring up Mr. Glenn Academy football, Andy Jones, to finish up the last segment. Another name I wanted to mention defensively is the sophomore number 55, Gage Ruth. You know, he had two tackles and one sack on the night. And Gage is also getting some snaps this week at the center position. Another one of those young guys that's going to step up in the next couple of years and be very productive for us.
Yeah, Gage is a really good football player. He's a tough kid. He's really good on the offensive line, defensive line. He's going to play somewhere next year. He'll start somewhere for us, I would imagine, and give us a lot of reps. He's a kid that's worked hard in the weight room and turned himself into a good high school football player.
Yeah, he's just thick. And another one of those guys, as we've said, week in and week out, that just comes to practice with his lunch pail. You know, he comes and works hard.
Yep, and regardless what you ask him to do, scout team, you know, about 3 weeks ago, you know, when Clayton Ketchum was injured, we asked him to start snapping the football a little bit. He didn't bat an eye. He just started snapping, does what you ask him to do. And, you know, those guys like that are really fun to coach.
Yep, sure are. They definitely are a joy to coach. All right, let's just touch on the injury report. Last week we had a couple of guys come off the field. One is the nose man, number 594, Junior Torres Davis. I think he had a bum shoulder. Is he going to be good Friday night?
Yeah, he's okay, and we held those guys out. Both he and Marlon were two guys that we held out in the second half of the game a little bit. We were winning, and we just wanted to hold them out just as a precaution, not get them banged around.
Yeah, and I think Justin Fleming came off the field that had a finger pointing in the wrong direction, and we get that straightened out.
Yeah, we straightened that one out. Sometimes that happens in there to get in the pile, and things start going sideways, and he straightened it out and went back in.
Yeah, that's a shout-out to our trainer, Marissa Totoro. She, I don't know how she has stomach to do some of those things that she has to do, but she popped Torres' shoulder back in and got that finger straightened back out and just, you know, does a great job for us.
Is what it is. She's tougher than you, Bob. That's how she does it.
You got that right. I won't argue with that. One more guy I want to mention who's been out for several weeks, and that's the sophomore center, number 63, Clayton Ketchum. What's his status on coming back for us?
Well, he has an avulsion fracture, and that's basically when you have a ligament pull off the bone, and so he'll probably be out another 2 weeks or so. That thing's healing up, and hopefully he'll be back with us sometime here in the playoffs, and we'll get him back, and he'll get rolling around.
That's something that just time heals back up with no surgery or anything needs to be done.
Sometimes it requires surgery. His was a partial, so they did not go in and surgically attach it. It lays back down, and it scars over, and he'll be good to go.
Okay, right quick before we get out of here, give us a quick 30-second synopsis on Evans. Are they? I mean, they don't have any really overpowering offensive stats. What do we expect to see out of them defensively and offensively?
You know, they've got some skill kids on both sides. Got some kids who take off on defense, and got some kids that run around on offense. And they look good 1 minute, not so good the next minute. They probably struggle with consistency. When you watch them, you can tell that. You know, it's again, I always say it's never about them. It's always about us, and I don't really care who we play. Let's go have great practices, focus on us, and go play the game. If we play with great energy, do the things we're coached to do, the Red Terriers will be fine.
Okay, Coach, we appreciate your time as usual coming out tonight. Now we're going to bring up Mr. Andy Jones. You're listening to the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So, Mr. Jones, long history with the Glenn Academy football program. It's playoff time.
Yeah, it is, Bob, and it's great. You know, coming in here as a first seed, region champions, and undisputed region champions, and it feels good to know that, you know, our destiny now. We are in control, and we kind of set the thing.
It's in our own hands.
I said we play at home this Friday.
Absolutely.
We win that game. We play at home following week. It's a given. And that's the way the Georgia high school works, you know, when you're first seed. If you continue to win, you're going to be at home guaranteed for those first two games. Yeah. And that's kind of exciting. You know, Bob, when I first got started in this business, you know, we never thought of the playoffs. The playoffs were something you might have talked about towards the end of the season. You know, if we win those last two games and such loses and such loses, we might have a chance of getting in that.
We didn't play another game.
Bob, now we expect to get in. Our kids expect to get into the playoffs. And it's gotten, as you know, they bought into the program and continue to get better and better. You know, you see that energy start to build like a big wave coming up to the beach.
Yeah.
And it's showing. It's showing with their kids now. And that's exciting. And, you know, that those kids genuinely expect to be playing post-game or postseason after the regular season.
As we like to say, we want to be practicing on Thanksgiving Day.
That is,
we have been the last 4 years in a row.
Special feeling, you know, it is.
Absolutely. And you mentioned the energy. The last 3 days of practice have probably been our best 3 days of the year. You know, kids are flying to the ball. Scout teams are giving us a good look. It is a good feeling to be in the playoffs this time of year.
So, it is. You just hope, you know, you keep working at it, getting better every day. Every day, this team gets better and better.
You know,
you keep progressing, and you never know what's going to happen. You don't know how the cards are going to fall.
Yeah.
This is
it's a whole new season.
You can't play it unless you're in it, and we're definitely in it. We're excited about
that. There's some folks getting down on us when we lost those three games in a row. Those were not three-game stretches. It was Fort Dorchester was a top-two team in South Carolina, 6A, Ware County, Wayne County, you know, all three powerhouses in Georgia football.
Sure, they're top 10 in 5A now.
And Coach Rock, you know, and the coaching staff, the entire coaching staff kept working, kept finding new ways, kept, you know, changing bodies, doing this, doing that. I think one of the biggest changes of the year, though, was with bringing Sam Wagner in at the quarterback and moving TJ Lewis out to the receiver. Gives us a whole new dynamic in the offense.
Well, you know, Bob, the last time I remember us making a quarterback change like this, I believe, was in 2015.
And Wagner again?
We moved some folks around and wound up bringing DJ Dallas from a slot position, I think, back into the quarterback position. A guy named DJ Dallas.
DJ Dallas?
Yeah,
is he playing ball now?
He's found a little bit of success.
Gets a few snaps in Miami?
He's got some folks down there. He's playing for folks down there in Miami, Florida.
Yeah,
invited him
to
come down there and play for. And they're paying for his school down there.
Yeah, they really?
Yeah,
how about that?
It's pretty impressive. But, when that happened, you know, we kind of lit up and things kind of took off. And we wound up that year in a state championship football game up in Atlanta, Georgia.
Up in the old Georgia building with the roof on it.
Which was, you know, probably for me, I mean, that was the most exciting moment for me in Glenn Academy history was going to, you know, going in for that game, that championship game, being a part of that electric atmosphere, if you will, was just special. It's really special.
It definitely makes you feel special. I was going to ask you as we were about to sign off here, what's probably your most unforgettable moment at Glenn Academy?
There's no doubt about it.
And you just touched on it.
Yeah,
you know,
no doubt about it.
That was a special weekend for me as a coach, you as a coach. I mean, the kids. I mean, just no one forgets that trip to the Dome.
It was a special time, and again, just wow, just honored to have had the opportunity to be a part of it.
And that's one of the things I've been preaching to the scout team this week. Everybody gets a ring. Give us a good look. Everybody gets a ring. So, all right, Andy, any final thoughts before we close it out?
Bob, I just want to say go Terriers. Let's get with it. You know, we're first round. We're getting ready to go Friday. I encourage everybody to come out, you know, give the kids a good look. Come on out Friday night. I don't think anybody's playing on the island Friday night. Whether Brunswick High is their season's over with. I think we're going to be the only thing in town. Come on out and just come out and say, hey, do it for the kids.
Absolutely. I heard a comment last week, and I haven't fact-checked or anything, but I've heard that Glenn Academy in the last 4 years have played more high school football games than any team in the state. And that tells you we're going deep each year.
Well, it does. And, Bob, you know, it makes you better as a team. You're playing more. You're practicing more.
The longer you can play,
the better you're going to be the following year.
Okay, guys, everybody, we thank you for joining us. You've been listening to the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Rocky Hidalgo and our special guest, Mr. Red Terror, Andy Jones, on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out to Marshside Grill and join us each and every Wednesday night at 6:30 for the Rocky Hidalgo Show. I'm Bob Black. He's
Andy Jones.
Good night, everybody.